Welcome to the first in a special series from Classical 91.5 with the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester. I'm Julia Figueres. The Society for Chamber Music in Rochester artistic directors Juliana Athade, concertmaster of the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra, and RPO principal oboe Eric Baer began the 41st season with Winds, putting together a program of works played by players from the RPO and the Eastman School of Music. Eric Baer and Anna Steltenpohl are the oboists, with Anna Steltenpohl also playing English horn. The clarinetists are Kenneth Grant and Andrew Brown, with Andrew Brown also playing bass clarinet. George Sacchini and Matthew McDonald are the bassoonists, and Nicolet Labonte and Stephen Lafer are playing the French horn. The concert, which was recorded in September 2017 in the Lyric Theater, was called Mozart and Pärt in Harmony, and began with one of Arvo Pärt's most performed works, Fratre, a piece that evokes the feeling of monks in the Middle Ages chanting as they process through a monastery. There are several versions, ranging from string quartet to full orchestra. This wind version features Donald Hunsberger playing percussion.
Thank you.
Fratra by Arvo Pärt from a concert by the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester. This is the first in a special series of broadcast concerts on WXXI. Harmony music, works written for wind ensembles, really hit its peak in Mozart's time. The groups were small, so the growing middle class could afford to hire them for dinner parties and weddings, and composers began to fill that need. Mozart contributed a handful of pieces to the art form. The most solemn of the set was his Serenade in C minor. While the reasons why Mozart wrote this remain unknown, there's no doubt that the piece shimmers with a dark beauty.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mozart's Serenade in C Minor with the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester. We have lots more music for winds coming up by Miss Slivicek and Mozart. Beethoven didn't write a lot of wind works, but he dashed off a few in his early days. He was about 23 when he wrote this little rondino in E flat major, and Mozart, who had died only a couple of years before, was probably Beethoven's model.
Thank you.
some banquet background music by Beethoven, a rondino in E-flat. From a work inspired by Mozart to a composer who was an inspiration to the young Wolfgang, Bohemian composer Josef Myslivicek. At the age of 26, with a little help from his friends, Myslivicek made his way to Italy to study and work, and he never looked back. It was in Bologna that the teenaged Mozart met him, and the two became fast friends. Mozart even borrowed some of Myslivicek's ideas for his first opera. Here's Myslivicek's Octet No. 3 in B-flat.
Thank you.
That was Mislivicek's Octet No. 3 in B-flat. Mozart was a thread that tied together much of this concert with the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester, so we'll close with windy takes on two of his overtures, beginning with The Magic Flute. Thank you. Mozart's Don Giovanni Overture with the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester. Before that, we heard the Overture to the Magic Flute. Eric Baer and Anna Steltenpohl were the oboists, with Anna Steltenpohl also playing English horn. The clarinetists were Kenneth Grant and Andrew Brown, with Andrew Brown also playing bass clarinet. The bassoonists were George Sacchini and Matthew McDonald, and Nicolette Labonte and Stephen Lafer played the French horn. This concert was recorded on September 17, 2017, in the Lyric Theater. The sound engineer is John Trubker. Thank you to the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester for making the recording possible. Next week, the second in our series with the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester, brings a couple of couples together. The executive producer is Gene Fisher. The WXXI audio engineer is Andrew Croucher. I'm your host and producer, Julia Figueres. This is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.